have to answer. And the same question was asked 2,000 years ago. It's a question been asked ever since 2,000 years ago. And the question is being asked today. And that question that you have to answer is going to be in Matthew chapter 27, verse 22. And it was asked by old Pilate. You must answer this question today. You cannot leave this place without answering this question. You must. It is life's greatest question. And the question is, what shall I do with Jesus, which is called Christ? You have no choice in the matter. You have to answer. You have to answer. Because we understand that it's a very present question. As we see the setting of this question, setting of it is, and it means it's very present. 2,000 years ago in Pilate's hall, it was present then. He had to answer what he's going to do with Jesus, old Pilate. And we know that he gave his approval for him to be put on the cross and crucified. Here today, you're going to have to make the same decision or make a decision that Pilate made. You're going to have to make that decision, either crucify him or receive him as your Lord and Savior. But I can assure you on the power and authority of the Word of God, everybody in this building will make this decision. It's a present decision, but also it is a very personal decision. No one else can make this for you. We see in just a few minutes how Pilate tried to shift the blame and tried to shift his responsibility to answer this question to old Herod and even over to the Jews. You see, Jesus Christ keeps coming back. He came back to Pilate. So many, many people this day, as we go out witnessing, we know that people's running from God. They don't want God in their life. They don't want God in their family. You know, we don't want God in our churches sometimes. We don't want God in the halls of our government. Oh, you hear so much about separation of church and state. God never intended to separate God from state, I can tell you that. Separating church from state is just saying that the state don't tell us what we can believe. But God never intended for churches be separated from God or our government be separated from God. But this Jesus keeps coming back. I mean, our government has him out of the school. No school prayer. We have no Ten Commandments in the halls of our government. We have no Bible reading. We have no nativity scenes put up across our country. We won't get rid of God. Get rid of him. Get rid of Jesus. We don't want to make the decision of what to do, get rid of him. But see, Jesus Christ keeps coming back. And it's going to be a very personal question. Many of you here this morning. Now, if you hear that you lost today, I'm telling you, you're going to make a decision for Jesus the day before you leave this building. Whenever you leave this building, if you're here today and you lost, you've never accepted Jesus Christ and you're lost. You're going out them doors, or you're going to step over the blood of Jesus Christ. Are you going to be under the blood of Jesus Christ? But you will have no choice. One of them will have to be decided by you. It's very personal. You will answer it. It's a very pressing answer today. Because you can't say, I'm just going to ignore it. I'll just be neutral. Pilate tried that same thing. A lot of people say, well, I just won't choose at all. By your not choosing, you're choosing. Say, I'm not going to choose Jesus Christ. Well, you're not choosing. You're choosing Jesus Christ. You choose to reject him if you're not going to choose. So it was a very pressing, pressing answer. A pertinent answer also. The choice that you make are going to be the destiny of your heaven or either hell. It's something that you're going to have to answer. It's going to be heaven or either hell. But you will answer this. You say, well, I'm not going to answer it. Then you've answered it already. You have ignored him. Now, I read this verse of scriptures. I'm going to put Jesus Christ on trial today. You say, well, Jesus Christ was on trial 2,000 years ago. Yes, he was. A mockery trial. We're going to ask Jesus Christ to come in just a few minutes. And every one of us in this building, everybody in this building is going to. You got a ballot in your hand? You got a pencil paper in your hand right now? You got a ballot in your hand? Well, it's an imagination ballot. Jesus would like for you to sit here now because the people in Pleasant Hill is going to judge you today. We're going to bring witnesses, and you're going to judge Jesus Christ. You got your ballot, you're going to vote. You're going to vote yes or you're going to vote no. But you're going to have to vote for Jesus Christ. Just like old Pilate had to vote, and he voted against Jesus Christ. We're going to call a lot of witnesses today. Might even be some of you. But you see, we're going to put Jesus Christ back on trial again now, and you're going to be the judge of what you're going to do with Jesus. You see, people think as we read the Word of God, and things happened 2,000 years ago on Pilate, but you see, the words that spoke from this Bible is just as true as Jesus Christ was standing on this pulpit right now and speaking to you. The words from the word from this Bible is God's Word. And when I speak the Word of God, it's just like Jesus Christ speaking right here this day. And he's going to speak to you. He's going to speak to every one of you. What are you going to do with Jesus? Now, some people think they're saved today. Look at your lifestyle and you'll find out. You need to come on Wednesday night, and I can assure you, if you come on Wednesday night and listen to the first book of John, you'll find out if you're saved or not. Because it says, although it says, Lord, Lord, is not going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. We're going to put Jesus Christ on trial again, and you're going to be the judge. Reading this verse of scripture before we get started, Matthew chapter 27 and verse 22, Pilate said unto them, that's the Jews that brought Jesus Christ, what shall I do with this Jesus which is called Christ? They all said unto him, let him be crucified. Let us pray. Jesus, our Heavenly Father, we know, God, that you're with us today, and we thank you for your precious word. As it spoke 2,000 years ago by your lips, it's speaking here this day. And Father, we just pray if there's a person here this day that's never accepted you, that Lord, they have to make this decision today. And we pray, God, they might go out under the blood instead of, Lord, walking over the blood this day. Because you shed the blood, God. I hope the people today will understand that everybody here will crown him and honor him and will not crucify Jesus Christ. Lord, we just ask you now that you might visit each heart and each mind here today and open up their heart. Father, this is your church. Father, this is your time. Father, this is your word, your Holy Spirit. Father, I'm just an errand boy. But help me, Father, present this case to the people, God, that they might see the real truth and the reality of accepting you. And all these blessings we ask in your blessed name. Amen. In the setting of this, Jesus Christ had just finished his earthly ministry. Now he has been arrested by the high officials of the Jews. They walked to the garden there after he had the Last Supper and also the First Supper of the Lord. Jesus went out, Judas not with them, and Judas led them to where they would capture Jesus Christ. And that ended up his earthly ministry of walking on this earth. Now they have brought him to the halls of Pilate because the Jews could not try him. They brought him to the halls of Pilate. Now, Pilate is a governor of Rome. He is a Roman governor, very, very proud man. People call now for capital punishment for him to be crucified, this Jesus Christ. Well, Pilate don't really want to do it, so he says, now I got two people now that I'll release unto you. He didn't really want to do this. But I got two people now that I will release unto you. Now you tell me which one that you want to release, because I really don't want to see anything wrong with Jesus Christ. But I will release whatever you want to do. I'll do what you want to do. You want me to release Jesus Christ or Barabbas? Barabbas. He said, well, we want Jesus Christ crucified and release Barabbas. So they said in verse 22, What shall I do with Jesus, which is called Christ? They said, crucify him, crucify him. Okay, now Jesus Christ is in the hand of Pilate this hour. Pilate had to make up his mind now about Jesus because he's in Pilate's hand at this time. Now, when Pilate was in the hand of being judged of Jesus Christ, I want to tell you what, there was another judgment going on, and that was a judgment of God in heaven. There was another judgment going on, the judgment of God in heaven. Now, Pilate represents all lost people, all unsaved people of the world. When they are confronted with Jesus Christ, he represents all the lost people. God is going to do the judging. Now, we find here this hour, Pleasant Hill, now that you come here this hour in this church, and you're lost. You're lost. The Holy Spirit of God is going to convince you this day that you've never accepted Jesus Christ. You might even be a member of this church or some other church, and you just said, I did, but you haven't been doing it, and you're lost. Well, Jesus got something to say to you today. You're lost. You come in here now. Now, Jesus Christ is in your hand. What are you going to do with him? Just like he was in the hand of Pilate, he is in your hands. What are you going to do with this Jesus Christ now? Are you going to reject him? Are you going to accept him? Are you going to crown him? Are you going to crucify him? Are you going to walk out over the blood of Jesus Christ? Are you going out under the blood of Jesus Christ because you accepted him? You have to make a decision this day. What you going to do with Jesus is going to determine what God is going to do with you. That is a deciding thing. While you're here judging Jesus Christ, and your judgment toward Jesus Christ, God Almighty, is going to be judging you. Because when that old gavel fell there of old Pilate's, crucify him, there was another gavel in heaven of the Almighty God, and he says, damn him, in a place called hell. So what you do with Jesus Christ and your decision of Jesus Christ, God Almighty is going to make a decision with you this hour when you reject Jesus Christ, what God does with you. You're in, Jesus is in your hand, but you're in God's hands. And while you're judging Jesus this hour, God will be judging you. I can assure you, Pilate represents all lost humanity today. Now listen to what happened to Pilate. There was a voice that confronted Pilate, just like I'm going to confront you today. There was voices there that confronted him. There was a voice of reason about who this man Jesus Christ really was. 27 and 18 it says, for he knew that they were envy that they delivered him. The Jews, he knew the Jews. He knew they was envy because they delivered this man. Mighty strong voices. Now, Pilate was a very intellectual man. He knew exactly the minds of men. They crafted this up for the Jews, crafted this against Jesus Christ. For him to okay what they was going on, he had a sin against reason. Today, if you reject Jesus Christ, you're going to sin against reason. You're going to sin against the voice of reasoning today of who Jesus Christ really is. Who is Jesus Christ today? He sins against his common sense. You know who Jesus Christ is today. And yet if you reject him today and walk out and do not come here to this front of this church and bow your knee and accept Jesus Christ, you're going to do just exactly what Pilate done, because you got all the reasons that Pilate had, and yet Pilate rejected Jesus Christ. He knew, Pleasant Hill, you're going to accept him or reject him, crown him or crucify him. Rejecting him is sinning against reason. Jesus Christ now is on trial before you. He's sitting in this chair now. Now he's either Lord as he said he was, or either he is a liar. He's Lord or he's a liar. You're going to have to judge. You'll have all the verdict in. The next thing, he sinned against the voice of love. He sinned against the voice of reason. He knew exactly why they had this trial. He sinned against the voice of love. In verse 19, it says, when he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, have thou nothing to do with this just man, for I suffered many things this day in a dream before because of him. Excuse me. His wife, his lovely wife, she had a dream, and she warned her husband about this man. Have nothing to do with this just man. She had a message from God in a dream, and she warned her husband. Someone to hear this day, I'm going to tell you, you've been warned of your wife. It may be a husband. They never accepted Jesus Christ. And yet your husband, your wife has warned you. You might be warned your husband. Your husband might be warned you. to receive Jesus Christ, said, you know what, son, your mother has warned you and prayed for you. Your father has prayed for you. Boys and girls, just out of love, you've been warned out of love, just like old Pilate was. But you won't do right. You won't accept Jesus Christ. You want your way. You want what you want to do. Don't reject Jesus Christ and say crucify him because you have sinned against the voice of love. But also he sinned against a voice of a conscience, the inner voice. In Luke 23 and 4 it also says, then Pilate to the chief priest and to the people, I find no fault in this man. His own conscience says there's nothing wrong with man. Now I'd like to ask you the question now, being that y'all on the jury this morning, about Jesus Christ. Do you find any fault with Jesus Christ? Please raise your hand and state your name, please. Do you find any fault with Jesus Christ? Please. Would you stand up at this moment, please? Anybody in this building? Would you stand, please? State your name and the reason you find fault with Jesus. Do I hear anyone? Large jury here this morning. Large jury, you find anything wrong with Jesus? Because the Bible says Christ is a light that shineth in every man that cometh unto him. You see, the light's already shining in your heart. You can't find anything wrong with Jesus this morning, can you? Neither could they. But also we have the voice of God the Father, and he spoke to Pilate. In Matthew 18, verse 36 and 37, Jesus answered, says, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom was of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not of hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king? Then Jesus answered, thou said that I am a king. And to this end was I born, and for this cause came I into this world, that I should bear witness unto the truth, that everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Here it is, the voice of God has answered him that he is king, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Jesus Christ is here right now. Where is he? Jesus Christ, I know one place Jesus Christ at, he's in me right now. Another place that I know Jesus Christ at, he's in his word. He's in his word. When I speak here from this word, I'm speaking, and it was of Jesus Christ speaking from the word of God this day. Jesus Christ would be standing in this pulpit. He would be saying what I'm saying. The voice that confronted Pilate through many years ago would be the voice that's confronting you this day. And also the voice of reasoning and the voice of love and the voice of conscience and the voice of God himself. This is a voice that confronted Pilate many years ago. It's confronting you this very hour right now. This is serious. You all have Jesus Christ on trial today. But also we find that the values that conform Pilate. The values that conform Pilate this day. Some that conform him, why he delivered Jesus Christ to be crucified, is the same reason some of you may vote no and walk out of this building on top of the blood. The reason was public opinion to start with. Here's old Pilate, he had public opinion. And Mark says, Pilate wanted to please the people. A lot of times the invitation is given and people won't walk down this aisle because they're ashamed of people, ashamed what people would say. They don't want to come. So he says, crucify Jesus Christ to please the crowd is what he done. Would you obey today? If you've been called by God to come, would you come this day? Would you vote yes that I'll come accept Jesus Christ today? My verdict says yes, I'll vote yes, and yes, I'll walk down the aisle and I'll accept Jesus Christ. All right, for public opinion, you don't want to please people, you walk back out. We'll get further along with that. You're afraid to come forward because of public opinion? And I'm going to tell you what, they want nobody slipping to heaven on the back seat of a Baptist row, I can tell you that. You won't slip into heaven sitting on the back seat of a Baptist row and you're scared to come forward. You're denying Jesus Christ. You're voting against Jesus Christ. You voted to crucify him. The values that he had. Afraid to come forward. Whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. There are too many people ashamed today. You don't believe in him if you're ashamed of him. If you're ashamed of Jesus, you don't believe in Jesus. You say he's not who he says he is if you're ashamed of Jesus. Another voice that's confronting him is the voice of pride. Pilate was a very proud man. I mean, he was a proud man on the throne of governorship. Luke 19 and 10 and 11 also tells us, "Then said Pilate unto him, Speak thou not unto me. Knowest thou not that I have the power to crucify thee and have power to release thee? Jesus answered him, Thou could have no power at all against me except were given unto thee above. Therefore, he that delivers me unto thee has the greater power." He quit speaking to Pilate because Pilate wouldn't have any common sense of what Jesus Christ was saying. And then he said, "You don't know who I am, Jesus Christ. I am the governor of Roman. I have power and prestige. You don't know who you are, but not answer me. I have the power to take your life, and I have the power to give your life. And you're not answering me." Well, the devil speaks to someone today and says, "Don't you go down there and make a fool of yourself. Don't you walk down this aisle. Don't you stand up and walk down here and say, 'Hey, I'm lost and I want to be saved.'" The devil says, "If you do this, you'll make a fool of yourself. Don't you humble yourself." I'm going to tell you, many people have been escorted to hell by the chains of pride. They won't walk the aisle because they're ashamed of Jesus. Oh, but see, you see, the same thing, the value of his position, also his money that he had, possessions. John 19 and 12 says, "And from henceforth Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar." Now, he wanted to let him go, but you see, he had position, and he had a lot of possessions. He was a governor. And the Jews said, "Buddy, if you let him go, we're going to go right straight to Caesar. And you saying that Caesar is not your God, that this king Jesus is your God, and you'll be put to death and took off your throne." He said, "Oh, I don't want to lose my throne. Oh, I don't want to lose my throne." But it won't be too late. He was willing to crucify Jesus Christ to keep his throne and his possessions and his good job. Now we have the verdict now that condemns him. There's a verdict that he makes condemn him. Now you're going to get a chance to vote. It's condemn this man. He's in hell this hour. The same thing happened to him as happened to someone right now. Reject him, you might be in hell next week or today. As we see this, the verdict that condemned him, there's no way you can escape dealing with Jesus. No way old Pilate could either. Well, he tried the first thing that a lot of people try today. He tried to ignore him. In verse 18, Pilate said to the Jews, "You take him away and you judge him according to your own laws. Don't bother me with Jesus Christ. I got more things to do. I don't want to be bothered." Many, many people today tries to ignore Jesus Christ. "I don't have time to go to church. I don't want to hear this Jesus thing. I got other things so more important to do. On Sunday, I'm going to be out playing ball. I'm going to be going to some of the pleasure sport things. We got so much thing to do. I don't have time for Jesus. You see the Jesus Christ. I got other things to do. We got some family reunions to go to. We got some this and that we got to go to. We don't have to go to church on Sunday. You go do that. We got other things that we're going to do." They just tried to ignore Jesus Christ, just like old Pilate. "Yeah, you do what you need to do. I got other things I need to do." Try to put the decision off on someone else. Luke chapter 23, 6 and 7 says, "When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked whether this man was from a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he belonged to Herod's judaistics," you know what he said? "He sent him to Herod, who himself also was at Jerusalem at that time." Boy, he's a Galilean. I don't have to do this anyway. I can just pass it on off. We found out that he went over there to Herod's court. Herod just sent him right back. It's just like a man that bought a new boomerang, and he killed himself trying to throw his old one away. And he just kept coming back. And I want to tell you what, there's a lot of people that are sitting in churches this day, and all they're doing is trying to throw that old boomerang away. And I'm going to tell you, the boomerang of Jesus Christ is going to keep coming back. It's going to keep coming back. I'm going to tell you, the Holy Spirit is in this world. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of people trying to run and get away from Jesus Christ, but that old boomerang will hunt them down. You throw it just as far as you can away, but I'm going to tell you what, it's going to come right back to you. I mean, it's here to stay. They don't want to hear about testimonies. They don't want you knocking on their door. They don't want you to invite them to church. They want to get away from that old boomerang of Jesus Christ. But I'm going to tell you what, they can't get away from Jesus. It's coming back. Jesus keeps coming back in our country. We want them out of our country. We want them out of our government. We want them out of our school. We want them out of everything in our country. We don't want to have to think about Jesus anymore. It's all right if you talk about God of the Islamic. It's all right to talk about God of the Mormons and God there of Jehovah Witnesses and God of the Oriental people. It's all right to talk about God, but don't mention Jesus. We don't want nothing to do with Jesus in our country. And it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Jesus keeps coming back. You can't make a decision without Jesus. Oh, he tried to get away from it. But you see, a lot of husband and wife, they try to get away from it too. Then you see what old Pilate, then he tried to just admire Jesus Christ as a great man. Luke 23 and 15 says, "No, not yet, Herod, for I sent him to you, and nothing was worth death is done unto him. I find no fault in this man." You see what old Pilate done? He started to admire Jesus Christ. He heard many things about Jesus Christ. Have you heard many things about Jesus Christ? And he started to admire Jesus Christ. Now, listen, would all everybody admit that Jesus Christ is a good man? You talk to a Mormon that don't even know Jesus Christ, don't believe in Jesus Christ, and you ask about Jesus Christ, and they'll tell you that he is a good man. They admire Jesus Christ. The same thing that old Pilate done. They admire him and say, he was a good teacher, he's a good prophet, he's a good man, but he's not the Son of God. They admire him. The Mormons, deaf, dying, and doomed, and on their way to hell because they don't believe in Jesus. And all the cults and everybody today that don't believe in Jesus Christ. They admire Jesus Christ. I have many a friend now that I've tried to witness to as Mormons. And they'll tell you that is a good man. I mean, Jesus Christ is a good man. He is a good prophet. But he's not the Son of God. See, old Pilate tried this same thing. He tried to admire him. Good teacher, Son of God, admire him. Oh, he says, he is either Lord or he's not Lord. Oh, you try to admire him today. Everybody here will brag on Jesus. Everybody in this building will brag on Jesus. I done asked you to raise your hand and stand, and you deny that you wouldn't raise your hand and stand if you had anything against him. Would you say everybody in this building that Jesus Christ is a good man? Would you say that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? You know anything wrong with Jesus Christ? Do you admire Jesus Christ of who he said he was? The Son of God, a sinner Son of God, came in this world without sin, do no sin, went to the cross and died on the cross for your sins and mine. Is he a good man? Yeah. Everybody say yes. Don't you say yes? You admire him, don't you? But there ain't nobody in heaven, I'll tell you, that's because they admire Jesus. You ain't going to hell because you admire Jesus. The cults admire Jesus. You're not going to hell. He's either Lord or he's not Lord. Well, that didn't work. Well, he says, I just remain neutral. Like some of you here today, I won't vote. I get up and walk out of here. I just remain neutral. Verse 22 and 24 says, Pilate said to them again, that same thing. What shall I do with Jesus, which is called twice Christ? They all said unto him, let him be crucified. Then Pilate saw that he could not prevail against them, but a rather turmoil. A mob was made to, and he took water and washed his hand before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of this blood of this just man. See ye to it. Man, I'm washing my hands of this. I'm innocent of this. I remain neutral. I'm not going to do anything about it. You do what you want to do. I'm washing my hands. It's not of me. I said you can have two people. You can have Pilate or Barabbas, either one you wanted to. It's your doings. It's got nothing to do with me. It's not of me. I'm going to remain neutral about this matter. And he tried to wash his hands. Well, Pilate, you wanted to crucify Jesus Christ. You said it's not your fault. He tried to wash his hands. There were not enough of water in the oceans for him to wash the stain off his hands. There won't be enough of water in the oceans for you this day, whoever you may be, if you vote against Jesus and walk out of this building. Now, Pilate did not hold in his hands the whip that beat Jesus Christ. He did not hold the hammer in his hand that drove the nail into his feet. He did not spit upon his face. You know what? He did not take that spear and jam it into his side. But I'm going to tell you, he was guilty of crucifying Jesus. You're guilty of crucifying Jesus the way you vote this morning. Jesus Christ said, He is not with me, is against me. You got the vote. Pilate's gavel fell. Let him be crucified. Another gavel fell in heaven with God. Let him be damned. Just that quick. Now, Jesus Christ is coming. I said, all y'all going to be the judge on the witness stand. You're going to judge Jesus. I'm going to call some testimonies this morning to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth this morning. I'm going to call every one of these going to be the answers right straight out of the Bible. Every one of them. Jesus. They're being convicted. I would first like to call, if you have your ballots ready, I would first like to call to stand John the Baptist. John the Baptist, you know you was a cousin. Come up, John. Be seated. John, you know that you was a cousin of Jesus Christ. You know a lot about Jesus Christ. What do you think about Jesus Christ, John the Baptist? Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Very good, John. How about old Peter called Cephas Rock? You know, Peter, you know what? You denied the Lord several times that you even knew him. Warmed by the devil's fire. Peter, I'd like for you to come and give your testimony about Jesus Christ this hour. What do you think of Jesus Christ now, Peter? Thou art the Christ of the living God. Thank you, Peter, for your answer. How about the Apostle John? That Apostle John, what do you think, Apostle John? You was a beloved John. We beheld him, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Thank you, John. Well, we'd like to call someone else. We'd like to call old Doubting Thomas. Doubting Thomas, you see, you wouldn't believe, Thomas, what the rest of the disciples believed when they heard about Jesus Christ being resurrected. You said, you won't believe till you stick your fingers in those nail-scarred hands and split your hand where that spear was being, Thomas. You would not believe that Jesus Christ. Thomas, would you mind coming and taking a stand now? You see Jesus Christ presenting here. Thomas, what do you think now of Jesus Christ? My Lord and my God. Thank you, Thomas. Thank you, Thomas. Thank you, Thomas. Well, let's call Paul, the most intellectual man that's probably ever penned a pen of the New Testament Bible. Paul set out, you know, to crucify the church. He thought Jesus Christ was an imposter. And he was set out to crucify all the Christians and do away with this cult called Christianity. But he met Jesus Christ on the disciple road. Paul, what do you think about this man, Jesus Christ? He is the firstborn of every creation, the image of the invisible God. Thank you, Paul. We appreciate that. Well, let's have some women to come and stand and see what they say about Jesus. Martha, he's been in your house many times. You cooked for him and washed dishes. You had Mary. He's come to your house many times. Jesus is sitting here now. Would you like to come and just give a word there of testimony of Jesus Christ? Martha, with tears in her eyes, said, yeah, he was at the tomb of my brother. She says, I believe thou art the Son of God, the resurrection of life. Thank you, Martha. Well, we had men and women. Now let's call a holy angel to testify. The holy angel, would you come now this day and testify about Jesus Christ? I sure would. I'll tell you the same words today that I said 2,000 years ago. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is called Christ. Thank you, holy angel. Almighty God from heaven, supreme court of the land and the universe. We'd like for you to come down. And what would you say about this son Jesus is going to be crucified? God would only have a few words to say. Thou art my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Well, you got your ballots ready. We had some from one side. Let's bring some from the other side. Let's bring one of these old Pharaohs in, or one of these old Pharisees in. Pharisees, stand up and come up and tell us about Jesus Christ and what you have to say about Jesus Christ on the other side. As the Pharisee begins to open his mouth, he says, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. All right, Caiaphas, you put yourself in the high priest position, which you're really not. You the one that mustered all this stuff up. Would you please stand and tell these people today about Jesus Christ? Caiaphas said, this is the Son of God. Well, we bring old Pilate back up. And now, old Pilate. Pilate, what will you have to say after hearing all the evidence? Old Pilate had just one word to say, as I read to you. I find no fault in this man. Thank you, Pilate. Well, how about the centurion soldier that come and stuck the spear into his side? Blood and water gushed out. What do you think whenever you done that, soldier? And he turns, truly, this was the Son of God. Well, we have another two I like to call the thief on the cross with Jesus Christ. There was two thieves. I like to call one. Both of them was nailed to the cross as Jesus was. Both heard everything that Jesus was said. So I would like to call that dying thief on the cross. What have you to say before you go out into eternity about Jesus Christ? This man have done nothing amiss. We done get our just rewards. Well, we'll bring in the man now that brought all this together. Judas, you went out that night and decided that you'd betray him. Judas, would you like to stand now and tell these people here at Pleasant Hill exactly what you think about this man, Jesus? Jesus says was trembling in his lips and his heart. I have betrayed innocent blood. And he went out and hanged himself. Well, we had a holy angel. Let's bring one of the demons from hell. When Jesus Christ was at the Sea of Galilee, across it, Gennesaret, there come the demons out to meet him. And he sent them away into the swine. Let's summon one of those to come and say what they say about Jesus Christ that day. And they would say, we know thee who thou art, the Holy One of Israel. Friends and enemies has testified Jesus Christ. Now today, what will you do with Jesus? It's called Christ. You will accept him. You will reject him. You will crown him or you will crucify him. Do you have your ballots in your hand now? And do you have your imagination pencil in your hand to vote? Vote yes or no to honor him or to be ashamed of him. You going out under or over the blood of Jesus Christ? For he that is not with me is against me. Years ago, Jesus was in the hand of Pilate. Today, Jesus is in your hand. And what you do with Jesus is what God is going to do with you. You can come and accept him. So, yes, I will crown him in my life and family. Or you can do like Pilate, and you can walk out of this building and step over the blood of Jesus Christ, and God will deal with you just like he dealt with old Pilate. As we come with a song for invitation, you're getting ready to fill out your ballots. You get ready to fill out your ballots. You hear this hour and you've never been saved. You never walked down a church aisle and you've never been saved. You got that ballot in your hand and you can vote yes or you can vote no, but you're going to vote. There's no way that you can get out of this building without voting this day. A lot of people think they're saved. They've already walked down some church aisles. It might be this church. But I'm going to tell you why they have not lived for the Lord, and they're so confused about their life, they don't know what they're doing. You need to get it straight with the Lord. Mothers and fathers, you're walking and following Jesus Christ, or you're following the devil himself, and you're leading your children that way. And I'm going to tell you something to you to start with, accept Jesus Christ. You see, don't be like old Pilate, scared of the people, of public opinion. If you saved, that's good. But if you lost, you need to get out of your pew and you come right down here. It's not enough to admire him. You got to bow your knee to him to be saved. I believe several people want to be saved this day as we stand and sing this song. If you step out on this aisle, I guarantee the Holy Spirit of God will bring